From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Close associates of Russian President Vladimir Putin figure prominently in the Panama Papers, the leaked financial documents that shocked the world this week when it was learned that a number of world leaders and other well-known people used offshore accounts to hide money. Revelations drew little more than a shrug in official Moscow. Russian commentators say that nothing in the Panama Papers directly linked Putin with any criminal act. Alexei Navalny, the well-known Russian corruption fighter and opposition leader, does not agree. He told The Voice of America in an interview that he can envision every serious consequence arising from the Panama Papers disclosures. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and its Gulf allies have many issues shared by all parties. His comments followed talks with Gulf Cooperation Council ministers in Bahrain.
President Obama believes very much as I do that in this critical period, a very close and constructive communication between us is more than essential. It is critical to the ability of all of us to meet the security challenges and the economic challenges of the region.
Mr. Kerry also announced new aid for Yemen, where a U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition has been leading airstrikes against Houthi rebels who were supported by Iran. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir says he will step down from his current term as over in 4 years. In 2015, he won re-election amid poor turnout, international criticism, and an opposition boycott. This is VOA News.